I want to read a scripture, very interesting, nice scripture. This is in Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 7. On my Bible, it is on page 1420. 1420. 1420. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I counted on account of Christ loss. But surely I count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all, and count them to be filled, that I might gain Christ, and that I might be found in Him, not having my righteousness, which would be on the principle of law, but that which is by faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God through faith to know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death, if any way I arrive at the resurrection from among the dead. Amen. I know you heard many times many preaching from this scripture, isn't it? So many preachers preach so many things. I might not come with something new to you, but Paul said in one of his letters, he said, if I write you again and again, that is good for you, because I remind you of the things that God gave to me. So it is good to hear again God's gospel. It is good. And we shall hear His gospel. Also, when I read this scripture, in the beginning, I said, I wanted to preach from this scripture long time ago. But I didn't dare. And you know why? Because it is too much for me. It is so much that I thought with my human expression, I might not be able to give the right interpretation or the right thoughts about this scripture. So many books, libraries, they were written about Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. You can read many books about this. But then, I was trying to look in Colossians chapter 1, but the Holy Spirit drove me all the time here. And I said, well, He has something in mind for me. He wants to teach me first. And when I was looking here, it says in verse 7, but what things were gained to me, this I counted on account of Christ loss. And I thought, that's a big question for me. It might be a big question for you too. All things that you gain. So this means that you've been working, you've been suffering many times to gain something. And all that things, you are coming now to Lord Jesus Christ. And you are putting in the balance. What is waiting more? Are the things that I gain? If we look a little bit above of this verse, well, I'm not going too much in this, but Apostle Paul, he had so much to boast about. He was Hebrew of the Hebrew. He was Pharisees. He was persecuting Lord Jesus Christ through persecuting Christian. When he had the letters in his pocket, he had a bunch of army with him. Running towards, he had authority to many people, many families, to take them and drag them into the prison. Just imagine. somebody from the state to come and say, you need to go in prison. He has power. He has authority to do that on account of what they achieve. Not everyone it is allowed to take somebody to put in prison unless he has the authority of that. So he could say, who am I? Wow, look at me. So many soldiers, I'll just tell them, take him, take her. That's what Paul was boasting. Maybe I'm not so like Paul, but maybe you have some small things, isn't it? That we might boast. Look what a nice house I have. Look what a nice car I have. Look what a nice profession I have. Many. You can count them. I don't want to say too much because I don't want anyone to feel guilty with what they have. You know what I mean? I want you to enjoy everything that you gain. But on the other side, Paul said, but what things were gained to me, this I counted on account of Christ's loss. You might have friends that very hard, you were working very hard. I was listening, I have TikTok, I have lots of friends on TikTok and on Instagram. And somebody said, I'm so lonely. And when I looked to the how many friends, it was about 3,000 friends. I said, how can you say you are lonely? You see, people are lonely, even though they gain so many friends online. You might be lonely in your house. You might be lonely with all the things that you have around you. You might feel empty. And you know why? Because you don't have Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. You don't have Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Paul says here, all these achievements, all these what I gain, I count it on account of Christ's loss. When I read this, on account of Christ, I might consider, count on account of my friends, I might let Lord Jesus Christ aside. Many people will say, oh, come on, are you a Christian? Oh, no, I'm going in the church, you know. I joined that meeting. Do you believe in Christ? Yes, our pastor, our leaders, they told us about Lord Jesus Christ. You are not boasting on Lord Jesus Christ. You are boasting. You try to please people. On account of what? I'm counting something lost. You know what I mean? On account of what? Put in a balance. Paul says, all this what I gain. And I want to tell you, and I know some of you know that Paul was a very educated person. Gamaliel, you know Gamaliel, he was one of the wise men those days. And he learned in his school. He was a very wise man. And he learned all the theology from Israel. He was boasting what he had. I might not be like Paul so high. But Paul said, all this, it is fantastic. On account of Christ, I count it loss. And looking in verse 8, just in verse 8, next one. He says here, but surely, like 100%, as we might say these days, but 100%, surely, my brethren, I count not only what I gain, not only what I sweat for, not only what I fought for, yes? Much more. He's going farther on. You might think, well, this I gain, I might get rid of this, which is very, very hard. I might get rid of that. I might get rid of, let's say, it's very hard. I might get rid of all what I've gained. It's hard to lose everything on account of Lord Jesus Christ. sometimes
it's very hard.
But on the sake of your salvation and to praise God, you might count everything what you gain loss.
But Paul goes farther, Lord. Much more than that. Listen. And I was so surprised. But surely I count all things to be loss.
All things, you know what I mean? My humanity. What
God gave to me.
My health, my wealth, my everything. I am nothing. Without Lord Jesus Christ, I am nothing. And look what he said. And on account of excellency.
Wow. That's a big word, isn't it?
At least for me. I understand like excellency of Lord Jesus Christ. On account of the excellency of knowledge of Christ.
Do you want to know how much you are losing if you still keep on what you gain? Do you want to know how much you are losing if you still hold on what you think you have? I was thinking when I was looking at this scripture, you know, I lived here in Basildon for 8 years. And when we came here, we tried to make ourselves comfortable. We tried to arrange the house in the way that we might, you know, live in such a way that we don't struggle. But after 8 years, we left. We don't have that house. We don't have that garden. We don't have that shed. We don't have anything from here. We just have to leave everything behind and go further. It's the same with you. One day, you will leave this earth. And to whom are you going to leave all the things? You can't take your house. You can't take your intelligence. You can't take your education with you. You'll leave here on this earth. You'll be empty-handed.
But if you count from now loss on an excellency of knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ, you'll gain Him, that He is forever. You will be with Him forever. I was thinking, I just wrote here, in Hosea, chapter 6, let me see if I find this quickly. Sometimes takes a little time. Yes, in Hosea chapter 6, it's on the page 1088. If you want to open the Bible, if not, you don't need. But it is good to open the Bible. Because then you can see, and whenever you want to go there, you know what is written. You know, sometimes my Romanian Bible, I know as it is on the page. And I try to learn in the English Bible. It says here, and we shall know, we shall follow to know Jehovah. We shall know. We shall follow to know Jehovah. It was something that the Jewish people had in mind. We shall know. And the parents of the Jewish people, they pursued. They tried to force or they tried to make children to understand that knowing God, it is much more than gold. It's much more than education. It's much more than everything that you are achieving on this earth. My friend, but 100%, I just paraphrase this, but surely it says here, I count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And he says something else, my Lord. The question that it comes, is Lord Jesus Christ your Lord? Is He your Lord? If He is not your Lord, take Him as your Lord now. Make Him as your Lord. Believe on Him. And say, Lord Jesus Christ, I want You to be my Lord. And now you know what means Lord.
Can I say something?
Yes, just a second. Thank you. You know what means Lord. You fully submit to everything that the Lord is telling you. You are doing everything what the Lord is telling you, because He is Lord, He is in charge, He knows better.
Well, I'm not going to make another preaching, another subject. I might come another time. Maybe you need to book me again. Yes?
My Lord, the big question it is Lord Jesus Christ your Lord? If not,
make Him your Lord.
Do you know Lord Jesus Christ? You know, to know somebody, as that person on that social media said, oh, I'm lonely. She knows, or he knows, many, many other people. I know many people from my social media, but it is one way to know them. Because I see what they post, and sometimes I'm interacting with them. That's one of the knowledge. That's the knowledge from farther distance, from far, far away, from United States, from Australia. We never met. We never drank coffee. We never had a fellowship. I remember a brother Bernard, many times when I was here, he called me in the town. Brother Daniel, do you want to come in the town in the morning to have a fellowship while we have a breakfast? I said, wow. And while we had a breakfast, we had a fellowship. And I start to know a little bit more about Brother Bernard. And he start to know more about me. Do you have that fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Him in such a way that you can drink, coast to coast, a coffee with Lord Jesus Christ? It might be great.
You have to let Him in your heart.
To know Him, Paul goes farther on. I'm looking to that. I have suffered the loss of all. I don't want anything. Of all. How much of you, or how much of yours, do you still have in your heart, in your life? How much? Sorry if I'm shouting too much. How much do you still keep in your heart for yourself? Paul said, I suffer the loss of all. I don't have anything. God, I am who I am. I'm empty-handed. I want to have only You. I don't need anything else. Why? It was a secret. Excellency of knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want to know more about Him? The more you know Him, the more you want to be with Him. The more you are with Him, the more you know about Him. If you spend time with Lord Jesus Christ, just try this. And put this in practice. In the morning, if you wake up at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, put the clock with 10 minutes earlier to wake you up. Go to sleep with 10 minutes earlier, yeah? And wake up with 10 minutes earlier. And instead to pray 5 minutes, pray 20 minutes. Do that for 3, 4, 5 days. Then you'll see what it will happen. Next week, you'll change the alarm clock a little bit earlier, because you want to spend more time with Lord Jesus Christ. The more you know Him, the more you want to stay with Him. The more you stay with Him, the more you will know about Him. Isn't this applying to couples? God knew that. And in the old Hebrew life, God said when somebody will get married, 1 year he is not allowed to go in army to serve the country. He needs to stay with his wife to know each other. If the first year they don't stay together, they lose so much of them. They won't get one another so much. The more you are close to your wife or to your husband, the more you know her or him, and the more you stay with your couple, yeah, the more you want to be with them. Do you want to know more about Lord Jesus Christ? That's the second question. The first question, Do you have Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord? If not,
make Him your Lord now.
Do you want to spend more time with Him?
How much time do you spend with Him?
In a such of controversy world that we are living. I was thinking also this time, I was thinking, many people, they said on media, and so many people also you can hear around us, the world won't be like before anymore. The world is changed so much. And they, yes, we can see how drastically it changed. But wait a little bit. There's nothing comparing after the rapture. The world won't be the same like before, because the rapture, it was already taking place. Are you going to be raptured with God? Are you going to be taken up, caught up in heaven? If not, the world won't be the same. Because Christians won't be here anymore. The bigger question is this. Do I want to get rid of everything in my life for the sake, or as Paul here says here, on account of Lord Jesus Christ? If yes, He will help you. Lord Jesus Christ said in Revelation, I think it is 3:20, if I quote that correctly, He says, "Behold, I'm standing on the door and knock. If anyone will hear my voice and open the door, it is you that you need to open the door. I will come to him and I will dine with him. I will have a fellowship with you." Brother Adrian and Eunice just took us to the lunch, yeah? And we had some nice fellowship. If they wouldn't take us, we wouldn't have that fellowship. But we had enough time to have fellowship while we were eating the food. Fellowship is much more than the food. Fellowship is much more than many, many other things. You want to have a fellowship with Him. He loves you so much that He wants to come in your life. My dear brother, the time it is running. Here He says, "I count all on account of them to be," what to be? Rubbish. It might be a hard word, yes? To be filth, to be rubbish. I remember one time here in Basildon, because I was too tired, on Thursday, you know, they are coming and collecting the rubbish. And I forgot to go and put the bins outside and all the plastic bags. And we had quite a few over there. And Diana said, "Daniel, we didn't put the rubbish." Oh my goodness. We forgot to put the rubbish. Till next week, it was a big pile of rubbish. Get rid of your rubbish from your life, my dear friend. Don't stay with the rubbish from last week. Get rid now. You know what I mean? Get rid of your rubbish. All the things from the world are, well, passing away. Nothing it is eternal but Lord Jesus Christ. Get rid of the rubbish. Don't let the rubbish over there. It will stink. It will damage you. It will make you it will be on your way. Every single time you need to keep the bags and to arrange the bags, they will fall up back and sometimes the folks are coming and they broke the plastic and they are making a big mess. Folks, you know, they are mentioned in the Bible. Catch the little folks, because we'll destroy the vineyards. Because our vineyards, it is flourishing. Don't let the folks get rid of the rubbish. The folks doesn't come to you. I found, and that I might be found in Him, not having my righteousness, which would be on the principle of the law, but that which is by faith of Christ. It is so much. This is another subject. It's so much to preach about this. It's so much to speak about this. But it's, in verse 10 it says, to know Him. To know Him. Are you willing to know Him? How much do you want to know Him? How much do you want to know Him? If you want to know someone, You try to make a way to
get closer to that person. Isn't it? Remember,
those who got married, yeah?
When you try to get to know the person that you wanted to marry, you try to sneak in their life, in the other life, in such a way, you was more attentive, you was more open. If the person was working with you and was working late, you was waiting for that person. You try to make a way to guide home, you know, and to be a help every single time. You try to make a way to get in touch with the person that you wanted to know a little bit more about. Are you doing the same with Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love Him so much that instead to stay on the media 3 hours on Facebook, on other media, I put a blockage to my media. I said, no, 1 hour is enough. And you can do that with a smartphone. I said, no. And then he says, time out. And you know, praise the Lord. I don't need to stay anymore. Lord Jesus, I want to spend more time with you. How much time do you spend on media? How much time you spend with Lord Jesus Christ? That's another question. To know Him, you need to spend time with Him. To know Him and the power of His resurrection. I wrote another note here. Getting rid of everything. Sorry, I'm going a bit late. Getting rid of about everything. You remember that I preach about the pearl, you know? When somebody was looking for very value, the precious pearl, and when he found, that was in May, I think, quite a while, when he found that the precious pearl, oh, that's a nice one, what he has done? He went and he sold everything, and he went and he bought that pearl. Are you doing the same with Lord Jesus Christ? Are you getting rid of everything? Are you ready? Yes. To know Him and the power of the resurrection. Full power. There are so many power. If we don't have power here, it will be dark. We call this power. But to know the power of the resurrection, yes, your mortal body will go deep in the earth, but because of the Holy Spirit that was resurrected Lord Jesus Christ from death is living in you, you will resurrect with Lord Jesus Christ when He will come to take you in heaven. We just spoke a little bit earlier about the dry bones from Ezekiel chapter 37. Just go and read over there. How the resurrection takes place. It is a very interesting chapter. You will be resurrected because Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Yes, He died on the cross. Why He died? That one with me. Why He loved me so much? He could stay in heaven forever without me. But He loved me so much that He left that glory He had before the earth foundation. And He came on this earth looking like after the lost sheep, and He was founding me in that bushes, in that valley, and He took me from there. He took you from there. He died. He paid. You don't need to do anything. Just believe on Him. Mm-hmm. Start to spend time with Him. My dear brother, being conformed of His death. Oh, this is again another subject. Being conformed of His death. That comes and drives me to Romans chapter 6. Being dead with Christ, that you might be raised with Christ. If you are dead with Christ, you will rise with Christ. May God help us. And he said, if any way I arrive to the resurrection from among the dead. Oh, Paul. He thought the resurrection would be on his time. Before he will die. We are thinking that the resurrection will be now. Because the time we are living is not too far from the rapture. The way people are moving on,
I don't want to speak politics. I don't want to speak too much. But just warning. The time is near. And it is much nearer than the time than when you believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Be ready. Lord Jesus Christ said, be ready. Be like the wise virgins, thank you, the wise virgins with a candle on. Do you have your candle on? Put fire on. Take a little fire from Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get more fire if you don't go to Him. Go to Him, explore Him, and come close to Him. Start to spend time with Him. My dear friend, I might come again. I might not. We don't know. But don't forget these two things. How much do you love Him? It is how much time you spend with Him. How much you love Him, it is how much time you spend with Him. If you love your children, you spend more time with your children because you love your children. And if the boss is calling you, hey, come to the job. Sorry, I have family duty. You don't go to work because you want to stay with your children. You don't go to play golf because you want to stay with your children. Because you love your children. You love your wife. You love your husband. How much time you spend with Lord Jesus Christ? May He help us to spend a little bit more time in such a way that when He will come. You know, the last thing what I'm telling you. I was wondering many, many times in my life, when I will go in heaven, what I will regret the most? And I was thinking very, very sincere to this. And I was thinking, I will regret that I didn't spend enough time with Lord Jesus Christ here. And He will surprise me with His love when He will meet me on the air. And I will be so much ashamed. I'll be so much ashamed. And I'll say, sorry, Lord Jesus, I thought I love You. But from my behavior, that doesn't look like that. May God help us to spend more time and to love Him and to know Him and the power of the resurrection. Amen.
Amen. Amen.